Let me bring you back into the factory. You were in the basement, you said, and then the fire broke out.
Yes.
Did everybody around you also escape? I mean, the very fact that you got out of that is a miracle.
It's unbelievable, as much of everything that I remember. Because being in these camps, it's one thing. And then I was there during what Germans experienced from bombings. So it was just horrendous, but they got us out somehow. And when I was back in Germany, in Dresden, a few years ago, we went through that basement. By the way, it is now again a cigarette factory. And we went the stairs that went up from the basement. They're still all there. Here is something that's so important about Dresden. While there, I was given, as were the other people with me. They were people from England, from Australia, from Israel, the U.S., Czechoslovakia. There were 20 some of us. We were given the documents from the day that we left Lodz. All of us on the same transport, going the same route, the same camps, ending in Dresden with the metal factory. My father did not work in the metal factory, but he had some connections. He knew some people, and we were put on the list to go with the metal workers. We were originally supposed to go to the metal factory after leaving Lodz, but as in Schindler's story, we ended up in Auschwitz, in Stutthof, and eventually in Dresden. And that's why I was with my mother, as were some other children, on that list to go to Dresden so we were not taken away and murdered in Auschwitz. Some were, because there was lots of confusion going on.
So that's why you escaped Auschwitz.
That's right. That's right.
There was a mission. There was a reason for you. They wanted you to work in the metal factory.
Yes, yes, absolutely. People had this metal factory, and I have all the documents. And right now, I feel chills thinking about it, because for all these years, I didn't know. And I tried to search for it, because I knew I was in that factory, but I didn't know any people.